Hey, you're awake. Did I grab you too hard? Or was it the surprise taking your first step into the dungeon and seeing my tentacles reach for you? Sorry, you seem to be feeling better now, judging by all the screaming. I don't want to interrupt, but you do know screaming won't help, don't you? Just checking. Look, I know you didn't expect this dungeon to feature a terrifying tentacle beast like me. And no one with such fine purple placido pods. I tore your armor off like it was level 1 gear, didn't I? Well, I understand you're upset to be stripped naked and held immobile by a dozen of my limbs in the bottom of a rape pit. So you can scream as much as you like. I won't be offended. Really, I won't. Ah, you do talk! No, you're right. Most tentacle beasts aren't this chatty, but my spawn mother shacked up with a mind flayer a few years ago. And well, here I am. Can you feel the little tentacles at your temples, just lightly touching you and speaking to you telepathically? And you're screaming again. Damn it, this is so much harder than the other beasts said it'd be. How can I do anything while you're wriggling like this? Each of your limbs is wrapped in a pair of my tendrils, but you're still squirming. And I don't think you're getting aroused. Am I not poking the right parts? I'm screwing this up, aren't I? I should have just stayed in the spawn pools. I am not crying. I am a tentacle beast, mister. I am a petrifying and putrid monster. I am going to defile and devour you with every one of these tentacles. So don't you pity me. It's just, well, do you mind if I tell you a secret? The truth is, this is my first tentacle rape. Awkward? You said it. This is the problem with stereotypes. Everyone assumes that tentacle beasts are 24/7 rape machines from the minute they can squirm with nothing but rape on their brains. Rape at the office. Rape for a hobby. Come back to your cave and rape your pillow in your sleep. They don't understand how hard it can be for a tentacle beast growing up alone. Especially when your spawn father's a mind flayer and all the other beasts make fun of your purple tentacles. I've never raped anyone before, okay? It seems so strange. All these tentacles, and I need to use them in just the right way, at the right time, or the victim just sits there. Rather, like you're doing now. Sorry. Look, maybe you can help me. Let's make a deal, okay? If you help me out with this rape, you know, tell me when I'm making progress, I'll let you go afterwards. I promise. I would pinky swear, but, you know. I know you're not that enthusiastic, but just give me a chance, please. First, a bit of mood lighting. You thought you were trapped at the bottom of a dark, dank pit, right? Well, yes. But I can make tentacles glow a bit, chemically, if you'd like. You won't start screaming again, will ya? Okay, this is me. Fine. Oh, you're not just saying that, are you? Thanks! And now you can see how totally I have you bound. Your strong adventurer arms are wrapped in two tentacles each, suckers latched to your biceps and forearms. I'm holding your thighs and ankles with more pods, and my psychic tendrils have curled up to your temples, utterly vulnerable, utterly mine. Would it be rapier if I held your neck? Hold on, I need to rearrange a few tentacles. Let me... Okay, maybe if I keep your legs together. Oh no, you're laughing. No, that's terrible. You should be begging for mercy, or squealing in pleasure. Well, how do you do it then? What was your first rape like? What do you mean you've never raped anyone before? Never? But you're so strong and broad-chested and stubbly. I mean, how do humans have sex then? Virginity? Just a moment, let me read your thoughts. That's not how I pictured it at all. So first I should run a tentacle across your body, slowly, feeling all of you, embracing your hard and adventurous muscles. This is nice. I should have done this earlier, shouldn't I? Watching my purple light play across your skin, feeling you breathe, your heartbeat. I wish I hadn't torn your armor off so swiftly. The way you undressed her so gently, kissing wherever you uncovered bare flesh. We should kiss, shouldn't we? Oh no, is that really baby? I don't really have a mouth. I don't close my eyes? Okay. And feel my way up your face. Is that gentle enough? I'm not sure that this is a regular tentacle. I don't really know what to. Oh, your lips feel nice. If I turn it over and let you kiss the underside? Oh, you're sucking on it. It feels really nice. You're remembering your thoughts. When you kissed her, your tongue were touching. Oh, your mouth is so warm. I want more. Let me wrap around your tongue. Taste your whole mouth. Yes, open your mouth. Oh, your throat is so soft, stretching around my tip. Oh, are you okay? Oh no, you're gagging. So sorry. Here, can you breathe now? Oh, I'm such an idiot. I mean, there'll be far worse violations to come, pathetic human. Yes, you are a bit more slippery now. That was me. I mean, produce secretions when I'm excited. Slimy? I don't think it's really slimy. And besides, lubricating is a perfectly natural thing for a healthy young tentacle beast to do. And I'm not sure exactly, but I think my juices might have some effects on human psychology. I'm not an expert, but the other beasts say things about increased sensitivity and mild hallucinogenic effects and, was your penis always this big? It's so thick. I expected it to be long, but you must have so much blood, so much energy pumping into it. Was that because of me? I let go of your thighs and reach up. This tentacle is practically dripping as it slides past your balls to wrap. This tentacle is practically dripping as it slides past your balls to wrap around the base of your shaft. Your skin is so hot. Is my tentacle warm enough? It feels nice? Great! Now I'm going to slowly twist the tentacle forward around your cock, entwining it in my soft, slimy flesh, squeezing in rippling waves. Oh! You twitched a bit in my grasp. That means you're resisting again, so this must be a rape. Come on, kiss me some more. Oh. Your first woman, she jerked you. She sucked you in, like I'm doing. But you only had one tongue. Do you feel that? No. Another tentacle wrapped in lapping your heavy balls while a little tendril teases and touches the tip of your cock. Huh? Oh, I know what the word means. Don't worry. Say it again. Now, try and do it to me. Come on, try and fuck me. Use all that strength and try to fuck my tentacles. You can't do it. I've got you too tight, wrapped up and helpless, straining to move, dripping with my juices while I fuck you. What if I massage your cock in waves, moving back and forth along the shaft, encircling the head with my tendrils, squeezing your balls gently at the same time, all while wrapping around your tongue and burrowing deep in your delicious mouth. Oh, you still want to talk? Maybe I want to make you gag again. Your skin's tingling, huh? That must mean my juices are working. Are your thick, tight muscles starting to relax, leaving you quivering and helpless in my grip? Is your whole body feeling every movement, every warm sensation at triple the intensity? Good. So when I start winding and unwinding my tentacles around your cock, swirling and sucking and squeezing all at the same time, you should be moaning for me. Oh, that's amazing. You're thrusting and pressing into me so desperately. Your thoughts, you... What, do you mean you're gonna come? You want to burst? You want to shiver and shudder and explode? You want to pour all your cream into me, give me your seeds? Okay, but there's just one more thing I want to try. Sliding one more tentacle behind you, cupping those tight butt cheeks of yours, dripping my fluid as the warm seed of pods runs down, down along your spine, down toward your ass. Kissing it, sucking it, swirling around and around. No, 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 you can't fool me. I can read your mind, remember? You and that girl together, you fucked her. You slid deep inside her and made her scream in pleasure. Well, tonight, it's your turn to get fucked until you explode. I promise I'll be gentle and still squeezing your cock, right? Teasing you, keeping you in a world of warm, wet sensation. Barely able to think of anything else. Your muscles completely relaxed with my juices. Your whole body tingling and twitching with pleasure. Helpless as I slide a single wet tendril inside your ass. It doesn't hurt, right? So tight, even all relaxed like this, but inside, oh, it's like velvet. Can you feel it when I swirl around your insides like this? What if I press a little bit deeper inside you and suck your cock harder at the same time? No, no, you can't come yet, please. And stop moaning so loud, you're distracting me. Here, suck on my tip and let me just check your thoughts quickly. Oh yes, you want more. Moan all you want around my tendrils. I know what you want. What you need. Another tendril slipping inside your ass. Stretching your tight little rim. Reaching out once inside to massage your bowels. Exploring your virgin hole. Your balls are drenched. Sopping. My playthings. Your cock's completely enclosed in my writhing tentacles, every one of them moving, swirling, and dripping with aphrodisiac. I have a surprise for you now. I never really understood human biology when they were teaching it in the spawning pool, but fucking your ass like this, I think I recognize something. You want to come. You need to come. That's all that's left in your head. Sex and a need and thoughts for me. You're thinking of me. You're thinking of me? Oh, that must be hard. I mean, I don't have a face or anything, but keep doing it. Keep thinking those thoughts. I like that. I like when you think, please fuck me. Fuck me. Oh fuck, please fuck me. Wait, oh fuck. Just a few more seconds. The thing I recognized, your prostate. If my tentacles reach a little deeper inside your ass, squeeze and massage that rough patch of flesh. Oh fuck. You're shaking so hard. Pressing your prostate harder and faster as every tentacle swirls around your fat cock. Fuck. Fucking come for me. Come from getting fucked by me. Come in my grasp like she came on your cock. Come for me. Sorry. I know you need to breathe evenly, but you sound so lovely gurgling around me when I kiss your throat. Here, that's better. Just relax, let me hold you, lie back into my pods and just breathe. So, is that alright? Yes, I know I can read your thoughts, but I sort of want to hear you say it too. Was I really a scary rapist? So, I did make you come like a helpless screaming slut. That's great. That's really great. I mean, you shot so much of your seeds into my tentacles, but maybe you did that with all the girls, the way your ass clenched down on me. Your whole body was curling up, and your thoughts so bright and brilliant and purple. Was that me? Were you thinking of me when you came? That makes me feel... Sorry, I'm babbling, but that was really great. So, look, there was a reason I wanted to play with your prostate before you came. They said in the spawning pool that if human men had prostate orgasms, they could keep having sex again afterwards. Sometimes, I don't know, those lessons are really confusing, even with the live demonstrations. But I guess I was hoping that maybe I could rape you again. You're right. I did say I'd let you go if you helped me. And you've been such a great help. Really. I suppose if you really want to go, I wouldn't mind. What? What do you mean that's the problem? I am too a good rapist. Oh, so now I'm not monstrous or merciless or male violent enough? You want to help me with my technique? You want to teach me how to... Oh, okay, maybe I'll let you stay a little bit longer then. Just until you show me how to be really nefarious, okay? Okay, that's probably a good idea. Anyway, I just remembered that I didn't even try to use my electrical field on you. Yes, like that eel you're thinking of. You beasts mostly use it for hunting, but I bet I can make it feel really good. And if you really want to give me a comprehensive lesson, maybe we could leave this dungeon together and find a human female for me to practice on too. I do still have tentacles to spare, after all.